Good morning, Christ Center. It's Thursday, October 23rd, and we are in week 7 of our Book of Mark devotional series. Today we're going to be reading Mark 12, verse 35 down to 44. But before we begin, let's take a moment to quiet our hearts as we invite the Holy Spirit to join us.
Mark 12:35-43. While Jesus was teaching in the temple, he asked, "How can the scribes say that the Messiah is the son of David? David himself says by the Holy Spirit, 'The Lord declared to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet.' David himself calls him Lord. How then can he be his son?" And the large crowd was listening to him with delight. He also said in his teaching, "Beware of the scribes, who want to go around in long robes and want greetings in the marketplace, the best seats in the synagogues, and the places of honor at banquets. They devour widows' houses and say long prayers just for show. These will receive harsher judgment." Sitting across from the temple treasury, he watched how the crowd dropped money into the treasury. Many rich people were putting in large sums. Then a widow came and dropped 2 tiny coins worth very little. Summoning his disciples, he said to them, "Truly, I tell you, this poor widow has put more into the treasury than all the others, for they all gave out of their surplus, but she, out of her poverty, has put everything in everything she had, all she had to live on."
Thank you, Pastor Mark. Here also with Joshua. We are still in the temple. Jesus is being questioned by Pharisees, Sadducees, and the first thing he does is he makes this reference to David, saying, "The Lord declared to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet." And then he says, how can the Lord be David's son? What are you seeing here, Joshua?
He's indicating that he was there before King David. So although he is coming through the lineage, he's drawing attention to the fact that I am God. Before all of these things, I am. In another gospel, he mentions that. And of course, they immediately are going, "Blasphemy." But he is being very direct. I am that I am. And I was before David. So he's leading them right in. You've got to make peace with the fact that I am the Son of Man. And I am before David. And I have come through his line. So he's laying it out there very clearly.
Yeah, he's not saying he's not in the line of David, that he's not a son of David. He is. In fact, if you remember, blind Bartimaeus had actually, that's what he called out, Jesus, son of David. We do see that, but he's saying I'm something more than just the son of David. And then he launches into this next part, beware of the scribes who go around and do these things for show, etc. Mark, what do you got for that?
It's interesting. This kind of goes back to, you know, it's how hard it is for a wealthy man.
Right.
Putting yourself in this place where you're seeking things of today gets in the way of you seeking the things of eternity. If we're in a place of leadership and we're reveling in that as opposed to serving in that, I'm going to receive harsher judgment. And I'm not sure exactly what that looks like, but I don't want to be in that place where I'm taking advantage of my position. I want to be in a place I'm serving from it. And they apparently aren't. And then he goes on to the fact that they devour widows' houses. They know under the law that they should be caring for the sojourner, the widow, and the orphan. And yet in their position, they're going against the very thing they should be doing.
Right. Every environment that we're in has that temptation attached to it. And I think we have to remember, look at what's the important thing, just as we just saw yesterday. Love God, love your neighbor. And this one, like you say, taking care of the widow, the orphan, these kinds of things.
Well, and immediately we have the comparison then. He's saying these guys are devouring widows' houses and they're essentially, you know, they're empty. They're empty robes.
Yeah. That guy's an empty robe.
That guy's an empty robe. But they're taking the very thing that these widows in good faith are giving from their own lives, their own livelihood to support the work of God. And yet these guys are using them in a way that is not appropriate. And he's saying they're going to receive a harsh judgment. Then he immediately goes, for example, and he points then as people are in the temple treasury and the crowd's dropping money, and he points to a poor widow and he's who drops it in, and he says she just gave everything out of her poverty. So he honors what she did. It's a wonderful story of God seeing and pointing out, look at how much she has done.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you can't miss the fact that Mark is saying, now look at these guys devouring a widow's household. This temple, this thing that's going to be destroyed here pretty quickly, I want you to know, this woman just put in everything she had. And so you do have to look at this contrast. Yeah, thank you, Mark. A contrast between what he's just said there. So,
yeah, clearly the religious leaders were not taking care of the widows. And it does hint at some sort of like extortion even of, you know, we keep coming and we demand more and more. And you know, you've probably seen this of people coming and saying, hey, if you give this, God will bless you this way.
Another level of this is they're sitting there. He's in this place of stillness with just the disciples. And it's kind of an odd place to be sitting and watching.
Yeah.
But I don't think anybody would have seen something or noticed this even. I think she was invisible to most of the other people there. And he's pointing out from a kingdom perspective, this looks very different than it looks in a physical perspective. And he's seeing something and showing them something in addition, like, hey, look where God is celebrating. Look where God is honoring. Look what the really beautiful thing here is, the person no one sees giving everything and trusting God in a way the others don't. And I think that's one of the things we can be comforted with, is especially if we're in a time where we're going through challenging things, or we're making decisions based on honoring God and we're feeling pain because of it, that we don't have to have the people around us notice to know that God sees our heart and what we're doing.
Yeah, right on, right on.
Makes me think too of previously when he's talking about, you know, if you give a cup of cold water in my name, you will not fail to lose your reward. This poor widow is being seen by God. God is going to reward her. And we see her story now everywhere the gospel is told, much like the woman with the alabaster container filled with perfume. This is that same thing that Pastor Mark's pointing out, God seeing what's there and bringing that reward and honoring this woman for all of time in what she has given. And then also there is a strong warning for any place where we might be using any sort of manipulation or coercion to cause people to give beyond what their means are. It makes me wonder too about, you know, with her putting two tiny coins in, I don't know if this was a free will offering or what have you, but the others were giving larger sums, but it was out of their surplus and she gave everything. And we don't know that. I'm not going to go beyond the scriptures here, but we do know that, you know, could it be that he's pointing at, you know, these scribes are going around robbing widows' houses, and maybe they're setting an amount instead of encouraging, like, you know, we have the principle of a tithe. 10% of very little is very little. It's still reasonable. But if they were saying, well, it's a flat thing, like everyone should at least put in however much it was, and she can't even hit that mark, it's not taking into account her actual needs. They're missing the whole heart, which is to care for the widow, to care for the orphan.
He also is honoring her sacrificial giving.
Absolutely.
And I think there's something, you know, he is drawing a contrast of like, yeah, you guys are giving out of your surplus. And sometimes, you know, it's so easy to give out of surplus. And there is a call to sacrificial giving. And I think it's easy to let ourselves off the hook. Mark, can you pray us out?
Lord, we just thank you that you are Emmanuel, you are God with us. You see us, you are with us. You know our trials and you know our hearts. And thank you for your encouragement in our lives. And we just turn to you and say thank you, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thanks, guys. We'll see you tomorrow.